thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, just injury-wise, Kyle Phillips obviously had the ankle. We're not going to get him back this year. And Perryman is being evaluated for concussion. We'll kind of see what happens with that. We gave ourselves a chance. You know, defensively, I thought there was a lot of good there. You know, we made some errors to where we couldn't make them punt. You know, they're kicking field goals or we're getting turnovers. Offensively, felt like things were going well. And then second half, we just couldn't move the ball in the second half. Defense did a good job giving us one last chance for a two-minute drive, and we didn't do anything with it. So with that, whatever you guys got.
Adam, can you go into detail a little bit on the decision to hand the play calling duties over to Dowell?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about it for a while, just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, how come we're not consistent, productive, you know, all the situations you're looking through every week, and just felt like it was, you know, it was the time to do it and just kind of see how our guys would respond and see what our offensive staff could put together. And, you know, it looked like things were going well, you know, in the first half. My big thing was it allowed me to, you know, take a step back and just really focus on every phase of our organization.
Can you just go into a little bit more, Adam, and like how involved were you in the game planning this week? Or and even today, like in terms of play calling, did you have any input or was it mostly a Dowell show?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, during the week, you know, we talked through a lot of stuff. You know, it's a fine line when you do this, at least in my perspective of, I didn't want them feeling like I was hovering over and being like, run this and do this. And I wanted him to feel comfortable to where he could call it the way that he felt like it needed to be called. Obviously, you know, I made suggestions on certain things, both during the week in practice and today. I tried to put myself in his shoes as far as somebody chirping all the time. So I wanted him to just be able to call the game without worrying about what I was going to say.
Was this the first time since before Denver that you hadn't called the plays, Adam?
Yeah. So it's been about 8 or 9 years.
What was that experience like for you then? I got to imagine it was pretty different on Sunday.
Yeah, it's different. I've done it one other time in a preseason game, but I don't know if that really was like a fourth preseason game, but it's different. It's definitely different.
Adam, how would you evaluate how Sam played?
You know, I really feel like I have to go back and watch the film because, you know, when I watched the beginning of the game, I felt like he was seeing things well. He was getting the ball out quickly. He was in a great rhythm. And then the second half, it just seemed like we didn't have a lot of plays. I really feel like I got to watch the film and just to see, you know, big picture wise of what it was, what happened. I don't think it's hard for me to look at the numbers because it didn't feel that way when I'm looking at the first half, like thinking back on it.
Adam, how do things go from, I mean, that first half was probably the best we've seen this offense look. And then the second half, you guys had 4 total yards. How does that make that big of a difference when you guys just go into the locker room?
That's one of the reasons why I'm interested in watching this, just to see kind of what changed for us. And, you know, hey, did we all of a sudden, we weren't executing as well? Or is it just, you know, they made better plays than us? I just need to watch the film. It's hard to give you that answer just from watching it, you know, from series to series.
Adam, I know you had, again, it's kind of hard to do this without looking at the film, but the offensive line just seemed like it was giving Sam any protection, particularly in the second half there, and not picking up blitzes and whatnot. What were you seeing there without looking at the film?
Yeah, they definitely they picked up the tempo as far as the pressures went. You know, went from, you know, we were getting some coverages in the first half, and then all of a sudden it felt like every it was, I just kept hearing safety pressure and corner pressure or this backer pressure. So they picked up the amount of pressure they were bringing us.
Adam, the penalty call on Mekhi on the third down where you had the completion to Herndon, had they given you guys a warning about that before, that he was lining up too deep or anything?
Yeah, they told him that he needed to move up. That's like one of those ones that I wish I could have talked to him about, or at least Frank, so that we could talk through and explain to him what they were saying.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Adam, when you made the decision to switch play calling duties, was that your intention to do this for the rest of the season, or is it something you're going to reevaluate week to week?
Yeah, I mean, this was for me. I looked at it as I wanted to. I'm really trying to focus one week at a time right now. I asked Al to do it. You know, he gave. You know, we talked through it. I mean, obviously, I've been talking to him about doing this for a few weeks now. He did it. We'll probably have another conversation. I'll get his opinion, and you know, we'll talk through it. I mean, we'll just see what happens. We'll figure out next week, you know, tomorrow.
How do you think Denzel played, Adam? How do you think Denzel played today?
Early it looked like there was some good stuff there. I mean, he showed up. He made some plays. He made some catches. You know, you can tell his length is real. You can feel him. He uses his body to his advantage. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things we're going to want to correct.
We'll take a couple more for Coach.
Adam, in terms of Mims and really the entire receiving group, you really didn't get down the field at all. And I'm wondering if, you know, part of that was probably Sam not getting any time, I'm assuming. But did you feel like you wanted to do that a little bit more, particularly in the first half?
There was a couple times where there were some calls to where – you know, I thought the ball was going to go down the field, and whether they either played a coverage where they got out. I know there was one in particular where Sam did a good job of seeing the corners just get softened up, and he dumped it down to Piron, and we got a nice little 12-yard gain. So, you know, there was some attempt there, but, you know, nothing ever really came about, was it?
And speaking of Piron, he got a few more touches today. Obviously, he showed his speed kind of on the edge over there. What did you see out of that today?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were hoping for, you know, is – you know, give him some opportunity to see if we can get some explosive plays. He can also get the tough yards as well. I mean, we're just trying to get him going as much as possible, put him in the best positions possible to where, you know, he can keep growing.
Why didn't it work for you in the red zone early, and how much could that have changed the game if you guys were able to score there?
Yeah, I mean, and we just, you know, we went for it on fourth and one. I thought it was good that we were put in that position considering the play before was a third and long. Sam made a good decision, and, you know, we were close again in the first there, and then we went for it on fourth and one. We got to find a way to get that 1 yard.
Adam, what happened with Crowder? Because it seemed like you were optimistic on Thursday about him, and then what happened?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he tried to go in practice Friday, and it wasn't feeling right. And, you know, that was just, you know, he didn't feel good enough, and we just thought it was the right decision
Adam, I just want to circle back on something. Maybe you covered it and I just missed it, so indulge me for a second. But on the play calling decision to relinquish it this week, was that entirely your decision, or was that suggested to someone?
No, I've been talking about this for a while now.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear on that.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.